There's a village in Okinawa where people routinely live past 100. Researchers went looking for the secret and found something they didn't expect. It wasn't diet. It wasn't genetics. It was that every single one of them had a clear answer to one question. Why do you get up in the morning? There's a village on the Japanese island of Okinawa called Ogimi. Researchers studying longevity have spent years trying to understand why its residents routinely live past 100 in good health. They came looking for dietary secrets, genetic advantages, some measurable biological factor. What they found was something harder to quantify. Every single person they interviewed had an immediate, unhesitating answer to one question. Why do you get up in the morning? The fisherman said, "The sea needs me." The gardener said, "My vegetables." The 98-year-old woman said, "My great-grandchildren haven't learned to cook yet." Not one of them described a career or a salary or a 5-year plan. They described something alive, a reason that pulled them forward rather than an obligation that pushed them. The Japanese call it ikigai, roughly translated, that which makes life worth living. It's not a destination. It's a daily orientation. What ikigai actually is, not the Venn diagram. If you've encountered ikigai online before, you've probably seen the four-circle Venn diagram: what you love, what you're good at, what the world needs, and what you can be paid for. The overlap of all four, supposedly, is your ikigai. Here's something worth knowing. That diagram isn't Japanese. It was created by a Western author in 2014 and became so widely shared that it's now mistaken for the original concept. The actual Japanese understanding of ikigai is both simpler and deeper. It doesn't require the intersection of career and calling. A grandmother's ikigai might be her morning tea ritual. A fisherman's might be the tide. The concept has nothing to do with monetization. That doesn't mean the four-circle framework is useless. For Westerners trying to find meaningful work, it's genuinely helpful. But starting with the original concept first gives you something more fundamental: the understanding that purpose doesn't have to be grand or profitable to be real. The actual Japanese definition, ikigai, is the feeling of being alive, of your existence mattering, however small the scale. It can be found in a morning walk, a creative practice, a relationship, or a craft. The question isn't, what is my life's purpose? It's, what makes today worth having? Why most people can't answer the question. Ask most people in the modern West why they get up in the morning, and after the alarm goes off, and I have to, you tend to get a long pause. Not because the answer doesn't exist, but because the noise of modern life is loud enough to drown it out entirely, and most of us have never been asked to sit with the question in a structured way. The Okinawans didn't have this problem partly because their community structure kept the question alive. Your ikigai was visible to people around you, reinforced daily, embedded in routine. Most of us don't have that. What we have is a phone full of other people's answers and very little space to find our own. This is the gap AI can genuinely help with, not by giving you your ikigai, which it can't do, but by creating the structured, patient, judgment-free space to actually excavate it for yourself. The four ikigai questions, done properly with AI. Whether you use the Western four-circle version or the simpler Japanese approach, the work is the same: honest self-inquiry, sustained over time, without the usual defenses kicking in. Here's how I'd structure that inquiry using AI as a thinking partner. What you love, discovery prompt. I want to explore what I genuinely love, not what I think I should love or what sounds good. Ask me questions one at a time about when I've lost track of time, what I did as a child before anyone told me what was valuable, what I do when nobody is watching, and what I would do if money and status didn't exist. Don't summarize yet, just ask, and respond to each answer with genuine curiosity before the next question. What you're good at. Honest audit prompt. Help me identify what I'm genuinely good at, not just skilled at, but naturally strong in a way that feels effortless compared to how others struggle. Ask me about times I've been praised for something that surprised me, things people ask my help with, and skills I take for granted because they come easily. Push back gently if my answers sound like modesty rather than honesty. What the world needs. Contribution prompt. Help me think about what genuine contribution looks like for someone with my particular combination of strengths and interests. Not in a grand save the world sense, but specifically, where does what I can offer meet something that's actually missing or underserved? Ask me questions rather than giving me answers. I want to arrive at this myself. The integration prompt. Based on everything we've discussed about what I love, what I'm good at, and what I can contribute, help me look for the thread that runs through all of it. Not a job title or a mission statement. A sentence or two that describes the orientation, the direction, the quality of engagement that feels most alive. Something I could use to evaluate decisions. Does this move me toward or away from that thread? The daily practice. Small ikigai, not grand purpose. One of the most useful things I've taken from the original Japanese concept is the idea of small ikigai, the micro moments of aliveness that add up over a day, a week, a life. Not one grand purpose, but a collection of small ones, woven into routine. A practice worth trying for 1 week. Every evening, note one moment from the day where you felt genuinely alive, not happy necessarily, but present and engaged. It might be a conversation, a creative problem, a physical sensation, an unexpected moment of beauty. At the end of the week, look at the list and ask what they have in common. That pattern is closer to your ikigai than any framework exercise. Weekly ikigai pattern prompt. Here are the moments this week where I felt most alive. List them. Looking across these, help me identify what they share, not the surface content, but the deeper quality of experience. What was I doing? Who was I being? What was I contributing in each of these moments? What does the pattern suggest about where my ikigai actually lives? When the answer is uncomfortable. Sometimes the ikigai inquiry surfaces something inconvenient, a love that's been suppressed because it wasn't practical, a talent that was discouraged, a contribution that would require real change. This is the moment most people close the notebook and go back to Netflix. I want to say plainly, that discomfort is information, not a stop sign. The Stoics had a useful move here, examining the worst realistic case. Most suppressed callings are less risky to pursue than the anxiety around them suggests. And most people, at the end of their lives, regret the things they didn't try far more than the things they tried and failed. Worth saying plainly, if this inquiry surfaces something connected to significant mental health struggles, a sense that life has no meaning, persistent hopelessness, grief, please bring that to a therapist rather than a chatbot. Ikigai work is for orientation and growth, not for carrying genuine darkness alone. The Okinawa answer. The researchers who went to Ogimi looking for the secret to longevity found something they didn't have a metric for. people who knew exactly why they were here, not in a cosmic sense, in a Tuesday sense. The sea needs me, my vegetables, my great-grandchildren can't cook yet. That level of clarity, small, specific, alive, is available to everyone. It doesn't require a perfect career or a grand mission. It requires the willingness to actually sit with the question and the patience to let the real answer surface instead of the acceptable one. That's the whole practice, and it turns out a thinking partner that never gets bored, never judges, and asks genuinely good follow-up questions is exactly what that kind of inquiry has always needed.